If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Pick that rake up, grab that broom.
And he is, folks.
Get that 4 foot level. Ow! That's what I'm talking about. Get the whole family in on it.
Let's get going. It's Father's Day. We can do whatever we want, right?
That's right. Happy Father's Day, Arizona. Talking home improvement, repair, or maintenance at your house, home, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House. Again, the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We are growing and expanding, and we're reaching out, finding the best of the best in every neighborhood throughout Arizona. I'd like to welcome two new members to the Rosie on the House family. Out in the East Valley, we've got Ray of Light. Here's what they say. Transform a plain interior into a luxurious colorscape with paint. If you want to see what they can do with paint, go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the Phoenix area, go to cabinets, and take a look at some of the refinishing they do. Absolutely gorgeous. Brand new members to Rosie on the House. Another is a second whole house energy audit company servicing Maricopa County. Of course, we've had Rias in doing a great job for Arizona homeowners for years. We now have a second company in that does the same. It's Green ID. That's Green Integrated Design. Be comfortable with your home, in your home, without adjusting the thermostat. They believe that 99% right is 100% wrong. Find out why at greenid.com.
Good folks.
If we could just get people, you know, the money we save people by not wasting on all the things that are advertised that are supposed to do something for, we could build an entire Habitat for Humanity subdivision just with a small piece of what we save everybody.
In a year. Rosie, I mean, I know you get a bunch of the calls, and I get so many on a daily basis of people that want to buy the latest gadget, you know, and they want to save $50, but they're willing to spend, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 to do it, and I just, boy, it just balls me up when I hear of all of the different scams that are going on to take people's money, and how those people can look themselves in the eye every morning when they're shaving or putting on their makeup, knowing that they're just robbing people.
Well, I'm happy to say over the years we've run a few of those out of the state.
Out of the state, so yep.
Just doing what's right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Deborah in Phoenix, Robert in Apache Junction, and Andy in Phoenix. Let's get to Deborah first. And we do have an open line if you'd like to join us, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Miss Deborah.
Good morning. How are you today?
Super fantabulous.
Good. I have a problem I hope you guys can help me with. I have an older house, and I have a carport. There's about a 4x4 wooden pole that's on the very corner that supports, my son tells me, the whole carport roof.
Okay.
And it's several years ago, there's about a 3-foot cone-shaped piece of concrete that broke off from the main carport, sunk down, so the pole dropped down, and it's also the wood is disintegrating.
Okay.
So I need to get that replaced, and I have not a clue on who to call or how to do that, because he said if they don't do it right, everything collapses.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Where are you, Miss Deborah?
43rd Avenue in McDowell.
Okay. All right. There are several people we can recommend to you. I'll give you their names and numbers off air. That 4x4 post resting on what sounds like to be a pre-manufactured concrete cone footing.
Sounds like it.
That's really a pretty easy repair, Miss Deborah. We're going to get in there with an old coal beam that we've got left over from another project. We're going to support your roof rafters, kind of diagonally across the corner.
Mm-hmm. Shore it up.
Shore it up. Throw a couple kickers in there.
Jack it back up to a level configuration. Knock the old post out, put the new post in, and take the shoring down and let it bear the weight. And it's a pretty simple operation.
It is a pretty simple one. There's folks at Handyman Connection, which is on the Rosie on the House referral network. You can find them at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. That's something probably a couple guys could come out and take care of in a morning.
Yeah, a couple hours, something like that could be taken care of, no problem.
So there you go, Ms. Deborah. Yes, ma'am?
I have to do one of those correcting things. I'm sorry.
Here we go again.
Seriously?
Seems to be a
what
habit.
Did I do? What
a
did
habit
I do
today?
Well, greenid.com won't get you to our new guys. They are called GreenID, but their full name is greenintegrateddesign.com, and that's how you have to find them. greenintegrateddesign.com.
Or go to rosieonthehouse.com
and just link
under
just,
Phoenix.
That's right.
It'll Energy
right
Management
through.
And there'll be one of a few that you can pick from. Rias, GreenID, and I believe Advanced Home Systems, which, by the way, Steve Kep's coming to our house Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock. So have him some of those mesquite tortillas and some coffee ready for him, okay?
Got it. You pick the beans, I'm ready.
Family affair.
All right. With an open line, 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can grab Robert calling from Apache Junction real quick. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha, buddy.
So I want to say that I'm finally a first-time home buyer.
Yay! Congratulations.
And I'm actually, since I didn't have responsibilities before.
You got them now.
Yep. I knew I had to start listening to your show. So when I moved in to this house, the house is built in 98.
Okay.
But the patio that they built only is covered by a, like, rolled shade screen.
Okay.
And it kind of sucks when I'm trying to sit out and watch a storm come in because I get wet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have 8 2x2 support beams, and the frame of the roof is all 2x6. I took a video of it on my phone.
Okay.
I don't know if it's strong enough to support like a rolled roofing at all material.
Well, you said the support posts were 2x2.
That sounds like a lattice on top of the rafters.
Is that a metal 2x2? It's not a wood 2x2.
They're wood 2x2s. I think they're pergo.
For your vertical supports?
Yes.
I think he's talking.
Yeah, he's got 2x2 vertical supports that he thinks is Trex wood. You've taken a video. I'm going to tell you, you need to send that to Stan.
Yes, please.
let's take a look at it, Robert, and we'll be able to coach you through it. It doesn't sound to me like you've got the structural support you're going to need to throw some half-inch CDX up there and roll roof it. So send us the video
right.
And let us take a look.
Info at rosieonthehouse.com, please.
Where info?
At rosieonthehouse.com.
And in the subject line, just put Stan's video, because we'll get on Monday, we'll have 150 or 200 emails to answer. So save Stan the trouble of looking through all 200. Just put in the, you're going to get like 50 Stan videos.
Yes. Thanks, Rosie.
Yeah, Robert, just put in the subject line Stan's video, and we'll know which one to look at. We'll get back to you. It doesn't sound like you've got quite enough. All right, let's see if we can quick take Andy, who's got a first-time home improvement project he'd like to talk about. These are exactly the kind of calls I love taking. Robert's first-time home builder and AJ.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Robert. First-time home builder, and he's got a project going. Good for him. Congratulations.
Andy's tackling his first ever particular type of job. Let's see if we can coach him
through
it.
Here we go. Let's go,
Andy. That's why we show up every Saturday morning.
What have you got for us, buddy?
Hi. First time listener, my daughter actually got me turned on to you guys, so I try to listen to you anytime on Saturday morning.
Great.
But anyway, and I have been to your website. Maybe I should do this again. But I finished tiling, putting down some tile in our master bathroom. First time I've ever done that. And maybe your suggestion you can give is to make it a little easier to done as far as, you know, planning out the grout lines. We had maybe I waited too long to plan out the grout lines, let it set too long. But that was probably the hardest part of the job, was planning out the grout.
We like to have our tile setters clean those as we go. All of the perimeters of all of the tile as they set them, typically they scrape the thin set away from the tile so that they have a nice, clean, full-depth grout joint to work with.
The tile is thin set down in, expanding the grout joints. You've got the corrugated fins of thin set in between the tile.
Right.
That doesn't allow you to fully inset the grout. How do the tile setters clean those little
They
grooves
just got
up?
A little mason's trowel, and they just, you know, scrape that loose material or the excess thin set away, and then they start with the next full tile with the spread. So
I was able to use it on a limited basis, but I guess I put it down so thick that it squeezed out in between, you know. And
that can be.
I let it set, and I had to go in and chip a lot of that stuff out.
Yeah, if you clean that off as you go, then you have a nice full-depth grout joint to work with. Otherwise, you've got a condition like you're working with that's not fun.
It's one of the mistakes first-time tile setters do, is they span an area that they're going to put four tile
right.
with a constant coverage. But you really just need to have your centers chalked out, and you're just thin setting that one tile. Set it on the thin set, rock it, shake it, set it in place, square it up, use your spacers, and then go to the next tile. And he just mentioned he had it a little bit too heavy. Maybe he's using too heavy a notch trowel.
Too heavy a notch trowel, right?
Maybe go down an eighth of an inch and go to something a little bit smaller.
Maybe a quarter inch or 3/16, something like that, you know. But
now let's talk about first-time tile setters. What do you see as the number one mistake they make?
Layout.
They start on one end of the room.
They start on one end of the room, and then they just go like a house of fire until they get to the other end of the room, and they think, oh.
Well, you know what
Didn't know the walls weren't parallel or the house.
Well, you know what that does for you is it cuts down so many cuts.
Exactly. makes it job goes really fast.
Yeah, you only have to do cuts on half the room.
That's right, but one cut on one end is an inch and a half, on the other end of the room is 3 inches, so it kind of looks out of whack sometimes.
There are no walls that are perfectly parallel in any house, so what we do, for those of you considering laying tile, is we take measurements to the center of the room, and we find the exact center of the room, and then we start our layout from there, spanning outward.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, if the room's an inch out of square, you're taking it up a half inch on each side, which is it camouflages that a much better than one tile cut 1 inch all the way down.
And also look to see where you can bury that difference, too. We just ran into this at the remodel we're working on this last week. Older home built in 1959. And, of course, nothing is square, and even in brand-new homes. So, you know, we had to we had large-format tile, so it's a little bit easier to bury the out-of-square feature. But we put it underneath the toe kick of the cabinets.
Hide it there.
There was a 3/4 inch cut on one end of the cabinet, and 8 feet away, I think it was about 1.25 inches.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a given. There's not too much you can do about it. You do the best you can to hide it.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a little break. Be back for our final segment of the 9 o'clock hour. Talk about a staycation. We'll come back at 10 o'clock, and we'll be visiting with our friends from Bellegarde on Backyard Makeovers.